David Gawk, 100% of the cuts needed, or the effectively the impact on the deficit under the a Conservative government would have to come from spending now.
Well, what we've said is that there is £30 billion that need to be addressed over 2016-17 and 2017-18. Of that, £13 billion will be departmental spending. That's a reduction consistent with the rate that we've achieved over this Parliament. £12 billion will be from welfare, and £5 billion from matters like tax evasion, tax avoidance, aggressive tax planning.
And how will you take £12 billion out of welfare?
Well, we've set out where we would get £2 to £3 billion from in terms of freezing the welfare budget. We will set out.
Billion.
Yeah, we will set out further details. These are normally done at times of comprehensive spending reviews and so on. But I would make the point.
You have asked that question, and the Institute for Fiscal Studies makes the point they've been waiting 2 years to hear your detail on that.
But I would make the point that we have consistently been able to take measures that reduce the welfare budget from what it would otherwise be over the course of this Parliament, something like £21 billion as a consequence of welfare measures. A lot of those about toughening up on conditionality, making sure that work pays. It's about welfare reform, ensuring that people aren't trapped on benefits.
You know,
there are reasons why
billion.
The number of people, number of workless households has fallen by 600,000 or so over the course of this Parliament. So yes, there is still more to be done in this area, but I think we are the first major party ever to explicitly make it clear that there's welfare savings that need to be found.